Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It is the Fan Morning Show. 1 hour from now, Ben Vallin of the Boston Globe, senior NFL writer for them. Talk about Cam Newton to the Patriots and other NFL issues around the league. Many of them usually involve quarterbacks. We'll get into that. Ray Fittipaldo of the Post-Gazette at the top of the hour to talk about some Steelers-centric issues at 8 a.m. An hour after that, Adam Berry of MLB.com to talk Pirates and MLB restart with summer camp kicking up in just a couple of days. So a couple of things said yesterday on the PM team. Chris Mueller's off all week, so Andrew Filippone is flying solo. And yesterday he talked to both Brian Baldinger of NFL Network and Zach Banner, Steelers offensive lineman. Let's start with what Zach Banner had to say about when he got the call from Mike Tomlin that he was going to be given the opportunity to battle out with Chukwuma Okorafor for the starting right tackle job. Here's Zach Banner yesterday.
It's a great opportunity. You have to think about the bigger picture in my mind. Like, this grind is like a lifestyle. It's like what I do, what I think about when I wake up, and what I think about before I go to sleep. It's like literally my life that I don't turn off. And it's been that way for the last 3 years going on four. And I just, you know, it just seems like one of those type of things that is like, it feels earned.
Zach Banner yesterday with Pony talking about the opportunity to battle it out with Chukwuma Okorafor for the starting right tackle job because Mike Tomlin has said Matt Filer is going to move to left guard despite the signing of Stefan Wisniewski in the offseason, despite the drafting of Kevin Dotson out of Louisiana, and we thought maybe those two guys would battle for the left guard job. Nope, it looks like the battle will take place at right tackle and Filer will move over to left guard. Brian Baldinger yesterday on the PM team said he's not so sure if that's the right idea.
Look, I don't think it's, big secrets, being released. I mean, I thought Matt Filer was just fine at right tackle. I thought he was a good find out of Bloomsburg State, and I thought he played well. He's got the size necessary to play. I'm not sure that Zach Banner is a starting right tackle in the NFL.
So, Brian Baldinger yesterday. Both of these lead me down the path, Jim, of the Steelers' offensive line. The Steelers' offense, let's start with this. When it's been at its best under Ben Roethlisberger, at least in my opinion, has been because of the offensive line play in front of him. Yes, it's been because of Antonio Brown at times or Le'Veon Bell, the skill talent that was available, and because Ben had a great season in some instances, even if it didn't end up going anywhere in the postseason in some of those years. The years where Ben Roethlisberger played his best, I believe, were because of the consistently great work done by the five guys in front of him. Would you agree?
Oh, absolutely. There's no question. That goes for him. It goes for the running backs as well. I would be stunned, okay, if the starting offensive line against the Giants or whomever they play, whenever they play the opener, if Filer's not the right tackle and Wisniewski's not the left guard. I will be stunned if that doesn't happen.
So this leads me down the next branch of this path, which is if consistently great offensive line play is, yes, it's about being great as an offensive line, but the other part of that word, the adverb there, is the modifier is consistently. So consistent as the root word there. You need to have the same five guys working together on the offensive line for them to be consistently great. At least that's my opinion. And I thought they were building towards starting with five guys at the beginning of the year and maybe there would be a point where Dotson might take over from Wisniewski at left guard, but otherwise they were going to have the same unit across from Villanueva to Wisniewski to Pouncey to DeCastro to Filer, and that would be the unit of five guys across the front, and they would be able to grow in chemistry together. And yes, Pouncey and DeCastro are getting older. Some say Pouncey's skills are declining. You could say the same about Villanueva over the last couple of years. But if nothing else, you would have the same five guys across the line until maybe Dotson took over from Wisniewski at some point later down the line in throughout this season, depending on how it plays out. But now what we have instead, I think, in the way it will play out, and I agree with you, I would be shocked if Banner or Okorafor were the starting right tackle and Wisniewski did not start at left guard with Filer moving back to tackle. But we're left with a lot of shuffling and with a lot of stuff up in the air about when the season's going to start, how much camp there's going to be, how much practice there's going to be at camp, which is a CBA thing more than a coronavirus thing. I don't know if I like the idea of a lot of shuffling along the offensive line, because I think the Steelers' offense will only find as much success as the consistency of their offensive line will allow them to.
Well, that's the thing, Chris, as you mentioned, there may not be any time at all to evaluate unknown commodities, meaning
right.
Okorafor, Banner, those are the unknown commodities. Known commodities are Filer, Wisniewski. And Wisniewski already went from one team to another and ended up helping him win a Super Bowl. So he's more than capable of just, you replace Ramon with Wisniewski. One other thing I thought of here, and I haven't really seen or heard anybody else bring this up, but is there a possibility that if Villanueva struggles, that somehow Filer ends up getting moved to left tackle and they want to get a look at those other guys to see if they have somebody at right tackle? That's just a thought. And the first I had thought about it was, well, I was listening to you, 2 minutes ago. And I don't have anybody told me about this, or I have no indication that that would happen. And knowing Al Villanueva, he's determined to have a bounce back year. And I have no doubt that he's capable of doing that. But that thought just kind of crept into my head.
Well, yeah, I think it's an interesting question to put out to people. You can call, you can text 412-928-9370. That's the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminding you to text responsibly. We're still a little less than a month away from the start of any training camp that may take place, and we can ask Ray Fittipaldo his thoughts at the top of the hour. But does the Steelers' offense only find as much success this fall, despite the return of a healthy Ben Roethlisberger and hopefully healthy and productive Juju Smith-Schuster and James Conner, do they only find as much success as the consistency of their offensive line will allow? Is that really the crux of the issue with the Steelers' offense going forward into the 2020 season, whenever it starts this fall and however it looks? More of that next. Plus, I've got an important philosophical question for Jim, as well as Kale, who's in for producer Matt this morning and throughout the rest of the week. And more Steelers talk on the way. Plus, Adam Berry of MLB.com at 9 o'clock here on the Fan Morning Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.